Today is May 21st, 2023, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Athletic show loses two boxers to police judge. The pugilistic careers of Joe Schock and Art Lewis, exhibition boxers, were halted, at least temporarily, when they were sentenced to 15 days each in the city jail by police judge Robert E. Taggart today. The two boys were arrested on charges of vagrancy after police received a report that they had been caught in the act of looting an automobile in the downtown section early this week. King Coughlin, who was with them at their arrest, was sentenced to 30 days in jail Thursday and later released when he promised to leave town. When the sentence was passed by the courts, the two youth asked for clemency, which was denied. They said that their absence of 15 days would seriously interfere with operations of an athletic show with which they were connected. "I'm sorry, boys," said the judge, "but you'll have to do your exhibition stunts behind the bars for the next 15 days. In other news, class of three, the first to leave Quinault High. First commencement exercises at Quinault High School, since it became an accredited school, were held in the auditorium Friday night, a class of three seniors being awarded diplomas. Miss Rose Kestner, Miss Dorothy Donald, and Henry Haas were graduates. Reverend J.W. Beard of the First Presbyterian Church, Hoquiam, preached the baccalaureate sermon, a number of musical selections also given as part of the program. Miss Georgian Donald is principal of the school. One of the largest crowds ever assembled at the lake packed the auditorium to hear the program. In other news, Shelton defeats Hoquiam in game. Hoquiam lost all chance for a high school baseball championship when poor fielding and lack of control tossed off a game 19-12 to the Shelton 9 at Stewart Field, Aberdeen, yesterday afternoon. A box score showing errors, bases on balls, and pass balls would resemble a comparison of the population of the two cities, the official scorekeeper running out the pencils and paper early in the game. Carnine pitched good ball when he located the plate, but easy chances to the infield were reportedly missed, especially in the seventh inning, when the visitors erased a Hoquiam lead of 2 runs by making 7 for themselves, the score at the end of the inning standing 14-9. Peterson took up the pitching burden in the last couple of innings, but was also scored on. Batteries were Hoquiam, Carnine, Peterson and Wilson, Shelton, Erickson, and Deer. And finally, Grover Ray, 26-year-old of Porter, was ordered by Judge Ben Sheeks in Superior Court in Montesano this morning to pay $30 a month towards the support of his wife and 2 minor children. Ray has been up on similar charges a number of times during the past 4 or 5 years. He is reported to earn good wages. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 20, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Pulse Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PulsonMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Pulson, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.